Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The End of Everything, Astrophysically Speaking, by theoretical astrophysicist Katie Mack, is a guided tour through the farthest horizons of modern cosmology. Focused on one stark question, how might the universe end? Written for curious non-specialists, the book translates frontier research into vivid, concrete scenarios that start from what we can measure today, such as cosmic expansion, dark energy, and the growth of structure, and then extend those trends forward across unimaginable spans of time. Rather than presenting a single doomsday narrative, Mack lays out multiple scientifically grounded possibilities, showing how each depends on assumptions and unresolved physics. Along the way, she explains how cosmologists test ideas that cannot be reproduced in a laboratory, how observations constrain theories, and why uncertainty is not a weakness but a map of what remains to be discovered. The result is both an accessible primer on the universe and a meditation on scale, evidence, and cosmic fate. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what we know about the cosmos and how we know it. A central aim of the book is to show that end-of-universe predictions are not guesses pulled from science fiction, but extensions of well-tested measurements and models. Mack introduces the evidence for an expanding universe, the role of the cosmic microwave background, and the way galaxies trace the history of cosmic structure. She explains how general relativity provides the mathematical backbone for cosmology, and how the standard picture is built from parameters that observations pin down, such as the amount of matter, the influence of radiation, and the behavior of dark energy. The discussion emphasizes the difference between direct observation and inference, since much of cosmology is about reading signals that have traveled for billions of years. This topic also highlights how uncertainty enters the story. Small changes in assumptions about dark energy or gravity can change the long-term future dramatically. By walking through how models are tested and revised, the book equips readers to judge competing claims about cosmic fate. It also frames each ending scenario as a conditional statement. If the universe continues to expand in a certain way, then a specific type of ending becomes more likely. That approach makes the later apocalyptic timelines feel grounded and intellectually honest. Secondly, heat death and the long fade of a universe that expands forever. One plausible ending is not a single catastrophe, but a slow thinning out of everything that makes complexity possible. In a universe that expands indefinitely with dark energy remaining roughly constant, galaxies drift beyond one another, star formation declines as gas is used up, and the accessible cosmos becomes colder and darker. Mack describes how the second law of thermodynamics underlies this picture. Usable energy gradients diminish over time, and the universe approaches a state where little can happen. This scenario, often called heat death or the Big Freeze, is striking because it follows naturally from familiar physics combined with relentless expansion. The book explores the sequence of milestones that would mark this long fade, such as the eventual dominance of stellar remnants, the possibility of proton decay if it exists, and the role of black holes as some of the last major reservoirs of energy. Even black holes are not eternal in this view, because quantum effects imply they can evaporate over enormous timescales. The power of this topic is its scale. It connects everyday ideas about entropy with the cosmic future, showing how the universe can end without a final explosion. It also highlights what we do not know, because the details depend on particle physics beyond current experiments. The ending is quiet, but the reasoning is rigorous and surprisingly tangible. Thirdly, Big Rip. When dark energy pulls reality apart, another ending takes the discovery of cosmic acceleration and pushes it to an extreme. If dark energy is not constant but grows stronger over time, the expansion could speed up so dramatically that it overwhelms every binding force. Mack presents the Big Rip as a scenario in which the fabric of space expands so aggressively that galaxies, solar systems, planets, and eventually atoms cannot hold together. The appeal of this topic is that it turns an abstract concept into a step-by-step unmaking of structure, with each stage tied to a balance of forces gravity binding galaxies, gravity and orbital motion binding solar systems, electromagnetic forces binding matter. The book also clarifies that this is not a prediction but a conditional possibility. It depends on the equation of state of dark energy, a quantity cosmologists try to measure from supernova data, large-scale structure, and other probes. By exploring how present constraints still allow a range of behaviors, Mack shows why cosmology remains an active field rather than a settled story. This topic also communicates how future observations could rule the Big Rip, in or out, by narrowing the allowed properties of dark energy. The Big Rip is dramatic, but its scientific purpose is to show how sensitive the far future is to the physics of cosmic acceleration. Fourthly, vacuum decay, a quantum switch that could rewrite physics. Mack also examines an ending that is less about gradual expansion and more about quantum instability. Modern physics describes empty space not as nothing, but as a state with energy and fields. If the universe currently sits in a metastable vacuum, it might not be perfectly stable forever. In the vacuum decay scenario, a transition to a lower energy state could occur spontaneously, creating a bubble of new vacuum that expands at near light speed. Inside that bubble, the rules of particle physics could change, meaning atoms, chemistry, and even the forces themselves might not exist in their current form. The book uses this possibility to connect cosmology with high-energy physics, including how measurements of particles like the Higgs relate to questions about stability. It also underscores a sobering point about cosmic risk. If such a transition happened, there would be no warning because the bubble wall would arrive essentially at light speed. Yet the topic is handled carefully, focusing on what the idea means scientifically rather than sensationalizing it. Readers come away understanding that the far future depends not only on gravity and expansion, but also on quantum field theory and the shape of the underlying energy landscape. This scenario illustrates how the deepest questions in cosmology often hinge on the smallest scales. Lastly, Big Crunch and cyclic futures collapse, bounce, and open questions. The book rounds out its survey with endings in which expansion does not last forever. If the universe contained enough matter, or if dark energy changed sign or weakened sufficiently, the expansion could halt and reverse, leading to a Big Crunch where galaxies, and eventually all matter, collapse into a hot, dense state. Mack explains how this idea relates to the balance of energy components in cosmological equations, and why current observations suggest a crunch is unlikely under the simplest assumptions. Still, it remains an instructive possibility because it highlights how cosmic destiny follows from measurable parameters. This topic often opens the door to cyclic or bouncing models, where a crunch might be followed by a new expansion phase. The book discusses why such models are challenging. They must address entropy buildup, explain the observed smoothness and structure of the universe, and fit precision data from the early cosmos. By treating the Big Crunch and cyclic ideas as serious proposals with hurdles, Mack shows how cosmology distinguishes between compelling narratives and viable theories. This section also reinforces a theme that runs through the whole book. The end of the universe is not one story but a space of possibilities shaped by evidence, mathematics, and the unknown pieces of fundamental physics that researchers are still trying to uncover. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy science written with personality and clarity, including curious non-specialists, students looking for a big-picture framework, and science fiction fans who want the real physics behind cosmic endings. It benefits the reader by turning intimidating concepts such as entropy, quantum fields, and accelerating expansion into coherent mental models. Instead of leaving you with vague awe, it teaches how cosmologists reason from data to conclusions, how uncertainty is quantified, and how different assumptions lead to different futures. That skill carries beyond astronomy. It trains careful thinking about evidence, models, and limits of knowledge. The book is also emotionally resonant without becoming preachy, using the topic of cosmic mortality to highlight the value of understanding and the rarity of our moment in cosmic time. Compared with many popular cosmology books that focus mainly on origins or a broad tour of space, this one has a crisp organizing question and a structured set of scenarios that are easy to compare. Mack combines up-to-date research sensibilities with accessible explanations, making it worth buying for readers who want both scientific rigor and a memorable narrative arc about the universe's ultimate fate. If you would like to support Katie Mack, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.